walking out on the ice, you just see so many teams. All you hear are dogs barking. There are four-wheelers and snow-goes pulled out on the ice with teams stretched out, ready to go. They're barking, they're jumping up in the air. You see mushers and their families and pulling the dogs out on the line, putting them in their harness, hooking them up. It's a gray day. The sun hasn't fully come up yet. It's like 10 degrees outside. People are bundled up. We're on Hanger Lake on the ice. There's a layer of snow. Cars, trucks are out just on the edges of the ice. It's not strong enough further out. Their headlights on.
Soon it's time to begin. 17 teams make a line across the frozen lake for the mass start.
All the dogs are jumping up and down. The mushers are crunching down. They have their hands on their brakes that's stuck into the ice. The handlers are holding the lead dogs. They're jumping up and down, and they're going!
One team veers into another. A sled crashes to its side, throwing off its musher, but he quickly jumps back on. Soon, they all fade to dark silhouettes and then disappear in the snow. About 2.5 hours later, the first musher arrives. Mary Simon hugs her son, Maurice Andrews of Bethel, for winning his first local race.
Finally, he got first place.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How was the race?
It was pretty good, hard, fast all the way.
How did it feel to be out first race of the season?
Oh, it felt awesome, man. Finally. Finally good to be out.
Yeah, what's it been like these last couple weeks? It was scheduled, it was delayed, delayed.
Hectic, man, hectic. Just a lot of waiting game from there, waiting game.
Tell me about your team here.
They're coming out of Glare Ice Kennels. Got about 40 dogs in our kennel. We did good today.
3 minutes after Andrew's win, Greg Larson of Neposkiak arrives in second place.
Oh, it was lots of fun. Always fun, no matter how the trail is.
How did your dogs do?
Oh, I think they perform really, really good. You know, they've been sitting around for a while when it was pretty slippery out there. So they were resting for about a week.
Mike Williams Jr. takes third. He four-wheeled with his team in a sled behind him from Akiak this morning. Williams says he's been fishing to feed his team as best he can.
The lush fish and whitefish have been running slow, so I think we missed the main run because of the late freeze-up.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about training this year with the weather.
Training's actually been better than I remember in the last few years. It just snowed and it didn't turn to ice.
And how, with the prize money, what do you plan to do with it?
First, pay a few bills and get a couple late Christmas presents.
16 teams finished the race. The season opener paid out $20,000 to the first 15. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.